Welcome, everybody. Shir number 875. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are going through the second half of our Simen Reish Ches. Bracha Achas Mayin Sholesh, the various different types and how to work with them. Again, you have three different types. You have Ala Michia on Mizonos, right, besides rice, which is Bona Fushes, but regular cake, cookies, all these type of things. You have a Al HaGefen, which is on wine, grape juice, and so on. You have a Al Ha'etz, which is on the Shivas Aminim. Let's say somebody ate grapes and stuff like that. excuse me. So now we've been going through the various different halachas. Fine. So now the question is, interesting thing, brings down the Mechaber. We went through Yud Aleph. We're in the middle of Yud Beis, actually. In other words, Simen Reish Ches Sif Yud Beis. Interesting question. What about if somebody ate everything, right? I'm eating, and it's Shabbos Kodesh. I'm trying to enjoy myself. I had some cookies. I had some wine to drink, some grape juice, possibly. And also I had grapes, right? Then I ate the right amount of everything. Fine. So now I have to make, how do I work it? I have to make a Al HaMichya for the cookies. I have to make for the wine Al HaGefen, right? Then I have to make Al HaEitz for the grapes, right? We're giving grapes, so it's any one of the Shivas Aminim, right? So what should I do? Should I make three separate brachas? Should I put it all together? How do I work this situation over here, right? I had a nice Shabbos, I don't know if you want to call it Shabbos party or whatever the case is, but I enjoyed myself Oynik Shabbos. What do I do? So the Mechaber says, very simple. So he says, Im Ochal, again in Yud Beis, the second part of Yud Beis, I ate fruits from the Shivas Aminim. For example, grapes. Any one of the Shivas Aminim could have been the same thing. I ate some cookies, I ate some cake, I drank a little bit of wine, I drank possibly some grape juice. So now I have to make three brachas, three after brachas. What do I do? The Mechaber says, put them all into one. So, in other words, make one bracha achas mein shalish. Make one, but put them all together. Oh, so what do I do? He says, v'yaktim ala michya. First, so which one do I say first, right? So, good, I'll make one bracha, one after bracha, which is the bracha achas mein shalish, and I'm going to include all three. But what do I do first? What do I say first, right? When I say, do I say Al HaMichya first? Do I say Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen first? Do I say Al HaEitz Val Pri HaEitz first? What do I do? So he says, V'yaktim Al HaMichya, first make Al HaMichya. In other words, all in one. V'acha kacha HaGefen, V'acha kacha HaEitz. V'yemir Al HaMichya. So you say it like this. V'yemir Al HaMichya, Val HaKal Kola, Val HaGefen, Val Pri HaGefen, Val Pri HaGefen, Val HaEitz, Val Pri HaEitz. You say it all one. V'choy Seim, and how do you end it off? He says, Al HaAretz, Vala Michya, right? Al Haaretz Vala Michya, Vala Gefen Vala Haperos. Right. So like this, you encompass all three. You said that you're for Al HaMichya, you said the word Al HaMichya. You said Val Pri HaGefen for the wine, and then you said Al HaPeiros, and right, for the fruits. So that's how one would do it if they ate all three. So interesting, the Mishnah Berurah just explains in Ois Sifkaten Yud, in Sifkaten Samach, I'm sorry. He says, "Lefisha berchasa barimina mezonis shehi chashuvim umivoreres." Mezonis comes first. In other words, when you say the al hamichya, say al haaretz v'al hamichya first in that one bracha, that comes first. V'gam koydim apasik, also it's first in the pasik. In the pasuk v'ach kach yain, afterwards you're going to say the wine shegam kein choshev, that's also choshev yesh boy bracha pratis, and it's more like a specified type of a bracha of going on wine as opposed to fruits in general, even though it's for the Shivas Aminim. Okay, so I just want to read from the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, how he brings it down perfectly in the Lamaisa, bottom line, what do we do? So he brings down in, again, the cases that I ate all three. I had cookies, I had cake, I had something that's a mezonos where I need Al HaMichya. I had the wine or grape juice, and I had the Shivas Aminim, one of the Shivas Aminim, the fruits that I have to make a Al HaEitz on. So he says like this. So he says, Mem Dalet, Resh Ches Ois Mem Dalet, Im Ocha Mezoines, V'gam Peres Mizayin Haminim, Shose Yain, Mevorech La'acharav Bracha Achas, you make one after Bracha. In other words, the point is, you don't go and say, well, I'll make my Al HaMichya, fine. Now I'm going to go back and start again and make Al HaGefen, fine. Now I'll go back and start again and make Al HaEitz. You don't do that. You make one. You make one long bracha. V'cholol kulam b'soicha. And you include everything in it. V'yaktem, again, this is all found in Ois Mem Dalet. V'yaktem etchila al hamichia. Start off with saying by al hamichia. V'achakach ha'gefen v'achakach ha'eitz. Then he says, v'kach yomer. This is what the nusach should be. In other words, this is how to say it. The bottom line is how you say it. He says, "V'kach yomer." So he says like this: he says, "You say Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekenu Melech Olam, Al Hamichya, V'alakalkala, V'alagefen, V'alpriya Gefen, V'alaweitz, V'alpriyo Eitz." That's the beginning, and then you say the whole middle part, obviously. V'chasima, and how do you end the bracha? And what's the end of this long bracha, whereby you're saying one bracha on everything, right? The middle, you say that obviously you say the whole middle, but we're talking about, you know, what do you put in the beginning and in the end? That's the question over here. So he says v'chasima bracha, and the end would be said like this: Baruch Atah Hashem al ha'aretz v'al ha'michya, right? V'al pri ha'gefen v'al ha'peres. Again, the end is Baruch Atah Hashem al ha'aretz v'al ha'michya v'al pri ha'gefen v'al ha'peres. Right? So you include everything. V'cheinei ha'gemen. Now, l'maisa, that's the minig, how to do it. He brings down, right, so that's the minig. He brings it down from the various different achroinim, mishabru, people got them, right, and so on. But then, because why we're saying this, there are others who want to say, if you say al haperis, it's enough on the to cover the shivas aminim also. But l'maisa, the minig is, the minig oilam, like from the main achroinim, is how we just said it. But the evid, if it post facto, if somebody said it a little bit different, what they say, v'mloy hizkir al hagefen b'chasima is yotzef. If a person didn't say al hagefen at the end, there would still be yotzef, because when you say al haperos, it also covers wine. When you're saying al haperos, we mentioned last year, it also covers that would cover at least by the evet for sure. It would cover the wine. So if somebody just mentioned al hamichi v'al hakol of al haperos, right, v'al haperos, but the evet v'mloy hizkir al hagefen, they didn't say the gefen part. They just said the peros part, and they said al hamichi, of course, for the mezonos, and they said ala peiros, so that would cover lo hiske ala gefen mechasima. That would also be yoitza, because they said peiros, they said ala michya at the end, and they also said ala peiros, which covers also the wine need be. But the bottom line is, if somebody got into this situation and they had all three, that's how they should do it: to say first the ala michya, ala gefen, and the ala peiros. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.